Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Our limud of Chofetz Chaim of Hilchos Lashon Hara, as every day, is l'schus refuah shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, yishtav refuah shleima b'korov, b'soyah shol chayli Yisrael. We move on to Rechilus Klal Gimel. Says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. I went to a chasna last night, and one of the speakers spoke too long, boring, and very badly. Yeah? What?
You mustn't say that.
I'm not telling you who, and I'll not tell you which chasna, okay?
Only
right.
Single.
Okay, I come home. My wife wasn't invited. I come home, and I want to tell her, yeah, that I went to this chasna last night, and Ploidy got up, and he went on and on, he rambled on and on, it was boring, everybody was making a noise, everybody was speaking, okay? So that, if I would mention to her who it was, yeah, then that would be posh, well, it wouldn't, it would be Lashon Hara. It would only be Rechilus if the speaker was her brother. Yeah, because if the speaker was her brother, related to her, or something like that, then she would have a personal animosity to the person who's telling her the bad news. Okay, but, says the Chofetz Chaim, yeah, and then what happens if later on, right, I meet the speaker together with somebody else? Says the Chofetz Chaim, there are three levels here that we could be speaking. Number one, I tell the story of the bad speaker to a third person. So it's me, the bad speaker, the third person. I tell him or her that the speaker spoke so badly last night, it was painful to listen to. Then the second stage would be that I say to my listener, to my mikabel Lashon Hara, if you like, I say to him or to her, and you know what? I would even be prepared to say that in front of the person himself. In other words, if I meet the speaker, I would say to him, you really spoke badly today. Watch out, Rabbi Turner. Yeah, right? So in other words, I'm almost sort of proving that what I'm saying is true and that my opinion is correct because I'm prepared to say it to his face. And says the Chofetz Chaim, level number three is when I actually say it to his face. When I meet the speaker in front of somebody else, the speaker's there together with somebody else, I go up to him and I say, you spoke really, really badly today. You know, why can't you do... There was somebody who once was very, very close to Reb Chona. Yeah? Very close to Reb Chona's Groin Levrocha. And he said to Reb Chona once, because he was very close, he felt he could speak to him personally, he said to him, you know, Reb Chona, he says, when you go to a chasna, you prepare a Devar Torah, which has got to do with the Sedra, a connection with the chasna, a connection with the Kala, yeah? You get up and you say this really, really good Devar Torah. And if after you say that Devar Torah, you finish off and say, a Brocha for the chasna Kala, everybody would say, wow, he spoke really so well, short and sweet and Sedazach. So, but you stop, and you start thinking, and then you start the second Devar Torah. And then it goes on too long, and then people get fed up. Why do you do that? So Pona said to him, Kabul Nahibi Yodaini, he says, we have a Kabbalah, that if a person's standing in front of a Tzibur, and he has a Machshava, that was sent from heaven in order that he should give it over to the Tzibur. Uh-huh. Therefore he says, I get to the end of what I prepared, and then I get a Machshava Min HaShemayim, so I've got no choice, I have to say it over. Yeah, so therefore I say over the second vot. So the person said to Pona, he said, so what happens if when you finish the second vot, Hashem sends you a third one and the fourth one and the fifth one? He said, how long are you going to speak? Yeah. So he said to the person, let's say his name was Shlomi, it wasn't Shlomi, he says, so Svissen, the Rabbeinu Shlomi isn't stupid. He said, the Rabbeinu Shlomi nishkana. He said, he only sends what I have to say. Okay, I'll cop on him. So this is the third situation where you're prepared to go to the speaker and say to him in front of someone else, you spoke really badly yesterday. And the Chofetz Chaim is going to analyze each of those examples.
Sometimes you say, what's up,
Tegizu? Started at Turaway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Cheshvan, 19th November. Rabbi Nosson David Turner, Shlita, Mo'orah Samach Pelo. This week's Torah is sponsored with Refuah Shleima of Pesach, Ben Perel, Frona, Panina.
Got
chumash, before we start, people have got chumashim, that would be very useful. I mean, if not, I will mention the psukim, the few diukim here in some of the Rashi. If you've got, that would be nice. But, not compulsory. Morning, Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
Nice to be back with you. And Grishin Yashkeach for the organizers. Michael, going all these years. It's wonderful. Marbit's Torah in this way. Parshas Chayisora. As we start, Ayu Chayisora, Meo Shona. Years of sorrow, Shnei Chayi sorrow. Extra words at the end, it seems. Never any extra words. Rashi says, Shnei Chayi sorrow, Kulon Shovim Latoivo. But the word Shnei Chayi sorrow at the end really tells you how old she is. Let's move on. After we hear of the Patira of sorrow, Pasuk Tes, and he's looking for a mokum of kavura for Sori Menu. And V'yiten Li, what does he really want? He's looking for Ma'oras HaMachpelah. And of course, as we know, backwards and forwards with Ephraim, Ma'oras HaMachpelah, says Rashi, Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Kefil, the double loshen. Or maybe not, says Rashi, Bayis Va'aliyo, Nadabsha Dova Ache, Shekufulo Bezugais. All these pairs, so many pairs, Odom, Avram, Sora, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Yeah, absolutely, but it's already Al Shema Osid, already is one couple, there'll be further couples, quite right. He was particularly looking for Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Says the Zoya, that is the Pesach to Gan Eden. Remember the story, Vel HaBokor Rotz Avram. Remember, when the Malachim came, says the Zoya, he was right, when El HaBokor Rotz Avram, he was running, and that was running away as well. He says, an eagle, and the eagle ran to this Mokum. And that's how he saw this mokum of Ma'oras HaMachpelah and realized what this is. That is the mokum he wanted, Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Let's fast forward, as they say, to Devarim. Devarim, if you have a look at Perek Lamed Beis, you haven't got the Sfona, I'll tell you the Sfona, Memtes. Right at the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, before the Patira of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to him, Alei el har huavorim azeh. And the next Pasuk, here we've got it, Pasuk Memtes. Alei el har huavorim azeh. Ure'ei es eretz Canaan. See the land of Canaan. In fact, you've got a similar lashon, Ebrano ve'ere es haaretz hatova, the beginning. The Sfona says in both places, those people have the Sfona, you may not have it, Re'ei losei shom birchoscha. And also they say, Ebrano ve'ere es haaretz hatova. With his eye in tova, he wanted to see Eretz Yisrael before his patira. If you look in Lamed Dalet, right at the end, the last chapter, there, Vayar Moshe Ma'avu Yismoyov, and he sees, Vayareu Hashem, Shem Shoyes Kol Horetz, Esagilod Adon, he really looks across the whole panorama here. Perek Lamed Dalad in Devorim, Pelek Posugalov, he's looking, scanning the whole of Eretz Yisrael, Naphtali, Menashe, Ad Hayom Uachron, right across the sea on the west, Esanegev. And what's interesting there, if you look at Posuk Gimel, Esanegev, Posuk Gimel, look at Rashi, Posuk Gimel, Eretz Hadorim. The land, as we know, a Negev, we know where the Negev is. In the south, he's looking across and looking and giving the bracha to all the places. Says Rashi, Dovah Acher, Mo'oras HaMachpelah, Shenem Vayalu Ba'Negev, Vayovoy Ad Chevroi. Now, Lahavdil, you're talking about someone, a sightseeing, Mo'oras HaMachpelah, punkt, he's got to look, Dovah Acher, Mo'oras HaMachpelah. Okay, we'll see in a minute. That's Posuk Gimel. And then you get to Posuk Dalet, Vayom Hashem Elov, Zoyis Ha'oretz, Hashem Yishpati Le'Avram, Yitzhok Le'Yakiv. This is the land. Notice the Loshen there. It says, Zoyis Ha'oretz Hashem Le'Zarcho Etzneno, Her'isicho Ve'einecho, Veshama, notice the loshen. Vayom Hashem Zoyisor Hashem Nishpati LeAvram Yitzchok LeYakov. Veshama LeYisaver. If you look at the Rashi, when Rashi says you've got the Leimor LeZaracho Etaneno, notice the loshen Leimor. Leimor is always saying over to others. Rashi says Leimor LeZaracho Etaneno, say over. Why? I'm showing you the land. Now before the Patira, and tell them the Shavua that I promised to Avram Avinu. We've seen the Shavua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lezarecho etaneno, lochem. The Rabbein Hashem was Mekayimit. So you go and tell them. Vezeo lema, lokach hirisihu lecho. Therefore, I've shown it to you. You can now go and say, this is the land of Baruch Hashem, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, the Gevaldi Avtochis, we're Mekuyim. Avol Gezeirehi Milafonai. You can't go there, because otherwise I would have allowed you, what? To see them, as Rashi says there, Nutuim Ukavuim Ba, see them already, well established in Eretz Yisrael, V'teileich V'tagilehem, and then go and tell them. I beg your pardon? Very good question. Absolutely good question. Here we all remember, there's something people remember from our youth, something called a finishing line. And as we know, a finishing line, if you a meter before the finishing line, you don't make it, you have not made the finishing line. This is all very well. He's right up to the border. They're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. He's going to be nifta, sadly. How can he tell Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, they made that there is a possibility, as we know, a meter before the finishing line, they don't make it. Your question? Absolutely right. Let's go back to Lamed Dalet, still chapter Lamed Dalet, but notice it's the Posuk. It says, Vayarehu Hashem Eskol Ha'oretz. Notice the Loshon Vayarehu. Hashem showed him. What's this Loshon? Look at, if you, I've got the Arachayim. Before it was Ura'ei Esoretz. Ebronova Ere Esoretz HaToivah. Says the Arachayim, Pirish, it's a Hifil. Hashem is showing him, causing him to see. Ra'ut Masha'ein Guvul Bo'einayim Lirois. This is going beyond normal vision. By Yarehu, Hashem is showing him. Now, if we look, the vision that he's seeing, now go back And let's look at some of these psukim. The psukim say, and the Rashi, what is he showing him? Look at the posuk Eskol Ha'oretz. He's showing him Klal Yisrael, B'shalvuso, and all the troublemakers that are going to come to Klal Yisrael. Adon, he's showing him the good and the bad that will be happening to Klal Yisrael. Naphtali, he's showing them the land B'shalvuso, V'churbono. He's showing them Devoira, Naphtali fighting with Sisro. He's showing them B'shalvuso, Eretz Ephraim, Umanasheh. And the fighting that will take place. He's showing them Eretz, Kol Eretz Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda is the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdosh, B'shalvuso B'churbono, he's showing him Malchus Beis David, and their battles, and the good, and the not so good that will be happening, Ad Hayom Ho'achrein, until Yom Ho'achrein, normally means the west, the extreme west, until you get to the Mediterranean. That's Eretz Hamar of B'shalvuso B'chorbono. He's showing him the future, the good, and the not so good. Dovo Ache in Rashi, Al Tikre Hayom O Acheroin, the Nukudis in the Torah, Ela Hayom O Acheroin. He's showing him right to the end of time. Kol Hamoirois Wasidim Eretz Yisrael Ad Sheyichu Hamesim. Notice that is the Dovah Ache in the Rashi. Two pshotim. And then it says the Es HaNegev that we mentioned before. Eretz HaDoroim, all the things that are going to be happening in the south. Dovah Acher Maoras HaMachpelo. Let's have a look. You've got a Chumash at Bereshis. Bereshis, Chof Gimel, I'm going right to the end of Bereshis. I'm looking at, actually, Mem Zayin, Perek Mem Zayin, Posuk Chof Tes. Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lomus. Yeah? Pasuk Choftes. Vayikra. She had chapter. Chumish, you've got. Mem Zayin Choftes. Vayikruvu Yemei Yisrael Lomus. Yeah? And he calls his son Yosef. Chapter Mem Zayin. Pasuk Choftes. And he says, promise me, I'll no sik bereini b'mitzroim. I don't want to be buried here in Mitzrayim. And he's got the capabilities, the Yosef, Nosi. Why not? And Rashi gives a couple of reasons. Sofo lius afor a kinim, the kinim that's going to happen here, I don't need this. Shelo yasani, he gives a few reasons. One of them is not to make me into an avodah zarah. Yeah, the Rashi there on Choftes. The reasons why Yaakov did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Now, we mentioned before the Zoya, that's the, remember the Ma'oros HaMachpelah, that's where he wants to be buried, is the Pesach to Gan Eden. There's most incredible Maral. The Maral, when he's talking here on this Rashi, he adds something. He says in note, Al Nosik Bereini B'Mitzrayim. So he says here, let me just find it for you. Yes. Why does he not want to be buried in Mitzrayim? I'll read the words. The Loshen, he quotes a Medrash. And he says, Mipnei shekol hamesim asidin lamoid mitoich hamaora. We were speaking about before, it was the Pesach of Gan Eden. The Maran says Shekem Dorshu Razal Bemedrash Mipnei Shekol Hamesim Asidin Lamid Mitoich Hamora. That's the place, the central place, the place where Utchias Hamesim is going to start from there. Or a Samach Pela. Oy Bazoy, gentlemen, going back to our Rashi, I won't tell you to look back. In Vezeis HaBrocha, he's showing him, the Rabbeinu Shalom is showing Moshe Rabbeinu the future. And we said before, he's showing him Ad HaYom HaAchroid, means the whole west, right up to the Mediterranean. Dovo Acher, don't read it HaYom HaAchroid, without the Kudus in the Torah. HaYom HaAchroid, till the end of time. Look at the next Rashi. And then when it says Ves HaNegev, Eretz HaDoroim, Dova Acher, L'chura linking to the previous Dova Acher, he's showing him Oros HaMachpelah, not because it's a site for visiting and seeing. This is Oros HaMachpelah, Gevalik, fitting in with the previous Rashi, because Tchias HaMesim is going to start from there. Therefore, Dova Achem, Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Moshe Rabbeinu is seeing this. Oy Bazoy, we said before, we can now look at this Rashi again, the Rashi in Posuk Dalad. I'll read it, don't worry. Perek Lamed Dalad. He's showing him by Yarehu. This is a different type of vision. It's not just looking at Klal Yisrael with an eye in Toiva. This is showing the future. Kedei shetelech v'toyma l'Abram Yitzhak and Yaakov. The Shavua, it was Mekuyim. But as we said before, it's not at the finishing line. Yes, he is. Unique. Moshe Rabbeinu is shown the future. And therefore, that's exactly what Rashi says there. Gezerah, otherwise I would actually see you living them absolutely. In this occasion, I'm showing you, l'havdil, a film of the future. And this is the Rabbeinu Shalom showing the film of the future. She'elule kach o'yisameka, I would have, you could have seen it. So now, kum t'chais, it's not just a meter from the finishing line. He has uniquely seen the future, and therefore, and this is beautiful, he can now go to Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov, says, Rabbeisai, I've seen the end of days, and the bracha and the haftocha to you, Avram, was mekuyim. Better than that, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I saw Mokum of Tchias HaMesim. I saw you in Ma'oras HaMachpelah, and you are going to be the Haschola, as we've seen before, the whole Tchias HaMesim. Wow, that is the ultimate, to be able to go back to Avram Avinu and say, not only the haftocha was mekuyim, I've seen your Tchias HaMesim from Ma'oras HaMachpelah.
Being the entrance to
Gan Eden. Oh, very good, very good, very good, very good question, very good question. Point number, next point, absolutely good question. What's Moris Machpelah here? Let's see. Why these people are buried there? Let's see. Let's go back. So we said before about this Loshen, Shnei Chaye Sora. Do you remember also Moras Machpelah is in Chevron? Chevron Loshen Chibur. Says the Ksava Kabbalah. Wonderful Pshat. Nireli. It's telling us when it says Shnei Chaye Sora, the years of Sora. Malo Gedolo V'Niflo Shel Sora Imenu. Wonderful. This Loshen Mala Gedolah V'Niflah. He says the following, such an important klal. Kikol Beruei Mata. Creatures. Einam Chayim Chayigish Gashmi. Creatures. Behemoths. Chayas. They live Chaye Gashmi. Those in Shomayim, the Malochim, they are Ruchni Levad, he says. Avalo Odom Meyuot, special, singled out. All the time, his lifetime, It's kiflayim. But it's not a double life, meaning sometimes this, sometimes ruchni, sometimes gashmi. He says the following. These two lives that we live, tzrichem liyos agudim, achuzim v'nitzmodim. Three lashonos he uses here. There's got to be a synthesis. They're joined together. Lo yisporudu la'olam. Never to be divided. Ki gam be'eskoi binyonin tzorchi gufoi. A mention's eating, sleeping. The tachli shouldn't be rak the tzorich olam hazeh. Avot tzorich, it's got to be joined together with a to'eles ruchni yusai v'nafshai. So it's not just two things, two actions that we're doing, whether it's ruchnius or gashmius, they're joined together. Chibur, as we said before, this lashon of chevroin. So he says here, this is what the Torah is telling us. Zeo she'idu ha-Torah al-sora imenu. In which way? All the time that she was here, this neshama was bound together. Therefore, he says, Olafi zeh, the word shnei chayi, sorry, does not mean the years of her life, but shnei two, combined, together, and not even two separate lives. It was one life bound together, as this wonderful Lashon uses here. Achuzim, agudim, nitzmodim, Ulafi zeh, he says, this is a loshen mispar zugi. Shnei means two, a combination. Vezeh she'omah b'rabba ma'atzorach le mishnei. He says here, this is a mokum of a combination of both olam hazeh and olam habo together. And this is what the Torah is telling us, shnei chai yisora. So this mokum, it's a mokum of where Gan Eden, the place of Gan Eden, it's the join this world and the next world. But it's not just two separate worlds, they're joined together. In fact, the Medrash says on our parsha, Vayokum stay Ephraim. Nichpelu Moras Hamachpelah. That's also double loshen of Machpelah. It was a place. The individuals that should be there are all people. She nichpelu. Kavadika loshen she nichpelu. And he says here, Kol mi shehu kova besoicha. Botuach. Another reason of Oras HaMachpelah. It's a double reward. What do you mean a double reward? Not just for the ruchnias that a person does, the wonderful mitzvahs and meisim tovim, but even the gashmias that a person is doing is also linked to this idea. All l'shem shomayim, halavai. But these people represented for all times this Ma'oras HaMachpelah, therefore they are there and a dugma for all of us. So we've got this double things happening here, or even in this world. Sometimes you've got things which look like just it's a Gashmias, but no, it's not. And there's another dugma in this parsha. Look please at Perek Chof Dalud Chof Beis. Chof Dalud Chof Beis. Remember, eventually Eliezer sent off to find a shidduch. And eventually, what happened? We know the story with Rivka. By Yikashe Kilu Hagmalim Lishtois, what does he do? He gives her Beka Mishkoloi, Ushne Tzimidim Al Yodeho. Tzimidim Al Yodeho. Right? No, this word tzimidim comes up three times. The Rashi there tells us, tzimidim, why did he give her a beka mishkole, that's a half a shekel. This was, of course they're beautiful jewellery, but nevertheless it represents something le'osid. Shnei tzimidim are the two luchos. Shnei tzimidim al yodeo, these bracelets. Tzimidim al yodeo, they're shnei luchos mitzumodos. Asara Zohov Mishkol, and the weight of Asara Zohov, says Rashi, Remez La Aseres Hadibrois. What's included in these Tamidim? It's not just beautiful jewelry, it's also Leosid. Ruchnius is involved. This word Tamidim, as I said, is mentioned three times. The Bali Kriya will know. Look at Chof Beis. Now turn to Posuk Chof Tes. Do you remember what happens? Posuk Chof Tes, she's got a brother, Rivka. Remember Lavan? Woohoo. By Yi Kirois, Posuk Lamed, when he sees the Nezim and the Tzimidim, he's on his way. Wow, there's some jewelry here. Maybe there's something for me too. That's the second time. And the third time it's mentioned is in Posuk Mem Zayin, where it says there, but remember when Eliezer is relating over what happened to him in meeting Rivka, he says what happened. And I spoke to her, and I gave her, and I asked who she was. Again, now look at the first and the third, if you've got a chumish. Posuk Chof Beis. How is Tzimidim spelt? Tzadi, Mem, Yud, Dalud, Yud, Mem. The third time it's mentioned, when he's relating over again, Posuk Mem, Zayin, Hatzimidim, Tzadi, Mem, Yud, Dalud, Yud, Mem. Now look at the middle one, which is Posuk Lamed. Vayikirois es hanezem es hatzimidim, Tzadi, Mem, no Yud. Dalad Yud Mem. As we've said before, included in these bracelets was the Aseres Hadibros, the Yud of Aseres Hadibros. Eliezer knows that. That's what he's given her, and that's what he relates. Lavan doesn't see that. What does he see? Glittering gold. He sees some Tzimidim without the Yud, no Aseres Hadibros. He's not looking for the connection, the utilization of things, but Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba, he's looking for some gold and a handout and maybe some gifts for himself. That's Chose Yud. So we see the same idea again, Eliezer stressing everything in this world, whether it's whatever person's been benched with, it's for you to be utilized in a Choshova way for Ruchnius. And therefore we understand. Everybody remembers the Tanat Velio. Chayev Odom Loima, persons Mukhuyev to say, Mosai Yagiu Maisai. La Maisai of the Ovis Hakdushim and the Imois Hakdushim. Something we've got to try and learn from. She was the ultimate. And as we've seen in the Medrash, they were all at that level. We have to learn from that as much as is possible. Not easy. That when we're doing things, ba'ulam azed is chibur, that's what it's all about. And ultimately, if we can in some way try and raise our position, our standing, a bit like the Ovis HaKdushim, Mosai Yagiu Maisai, Lemaisai Ovis HaKdushim, Gevaldik. And with that, Emet Hashem, if we can move onwards and upwards, it should be a zchus that we talk about Moros HaMachpel, we're looking as soon as possible, please, we want to see this Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak and Yaakov, Moros HaMachpel and Tchias HaMesim. Maybe it will help. There should be Bekorev Tchias HaMesim and Bizman HaMashiach with a Sholem in Eretz Yisrael, Le Sholem, B'chol Ho'ilom Kulay. And as we say, Mamish, Ad bi askel tzedek, bi meir bi omein of the Lord. Shkat. I thought you'd like the screen.
The Chidor brings. Sorry? The Chidor brings. And Moshe and Sipura also brings. Mm. Mm.
It's also on this one. So the Gan Eden you're talking about is the first chapter you're talking about.
we lost it. I understood it. There's no possible amateurism in that chapter.
No, it was the wrong chapter.
The wrong chapter?
Yes.
Yeah, the right chapter. We just missed it.
This is a one-off. Chai Sora was the first Seder I ever learned to lay out for my bits, so I know it well. I'm not booked in it.
So
I can't go with that.
Okay. Stay over.
I can't. We've got to meet my in-law. A short walk I could do. Okay.
Another moment, but thank you very much.
Yeah, all right. This is my sure.
I'm going to say,